I'm Neil Wilkins, and welcome to the Mindful Living Show. So I'd like to tell you a little story about some squirrels and some magpies. And this is an interesting one because you'd assume that a story about squirrels and magpies is going to be all about nature. But actually, it is all about reputation. So this is either reputation of your brand, reputation of you personally, just reputation. And really what precedes you in any kind of communication or interaction. So you may well have a product or service and people have a perception of what comes before. And it might be you personally. So you're building a personal brand to promote your own products or services, and your reputation precedes you. It's what appears before you start to talk or start to communicate. It's the essence, really, of kind of who you are. So that's a brand, a company, a person. And reputation is really everything. Reputation is that footprint that you leave behind from your previous transactions, from your previous communications and interactions. And it's something that is all-pervading, really. Reputation, or some people in commercial world call it your brand, is an absolutely essential element of how you communicate with the world, either, as we say, to transact product or services, or to literally just be a person in the world and just exist. So my little story about the magpies and the squirrels, for me, was quite an interesting little one because it really kind of summed up this whole thing about brand and reputation and how it precedes everything that you are trying to do. So you have to get this thing right. So in our back garden, we have a number of trees, and in one of these trees is a squirrel dray, squirrel nest, where baby squirrels are born and, sort of fostered, and they emerge into your garden eventually as little baby squirrels with their little fluffy tails, and everything's good. And so this has happened for the last sort of 3 or 4 years in our garden, and it's quite an elusive tree. It's kind of sort of hidden away the back, but it's quite tall, second tallest tree in the garden. We've got about 4 or 5 trees of varying sort of shapes and sizes, and this is kind of like the second largest. Anyway, this year we hadn't really seen the squirrels very much at all, and we were just assuming that, you know, a squirrel dray has a finite life and maybe they've gone off to create some nest elsewhere. So we hadn't really seen them in sort of 12 to 18 months, and so had just assumed, and in fact had actually really forgotten about them. And so, you know, life goes on, you forget about them. And then one morning I was sitting outside, I was having a coffee and doing a little bit of work, and suddenly there's this almighty fight going on in the second tree, which is right next to the tree with the squirrel dray in it. And this is the larger tree, and it's a big dense fir, so you can't really see what's going on, but we could hear these magpies, and they were really going for it. There must have been 4 or 5 of them really going for it. And of course, now what I'm thinking is, okay, something's going on here. And then I see a squirrel jumping literally through the tree, and these magpies are chasing it. And I'm thinking, no, this is not right. You know, because the reputation of magpies, I don't know if you know the birds at all, but is that they're quite bolshy, quite noisy, quite domineering. They allegedly, this is their reputation, they allegedly steal things from other birds. They basically will take things. They seem to like, and again, this might be a myth, but they seem to like shiny things, so they'll kind of amass stuff and sort of, you know, bring it away and just, you know, sort of be just really kind of a little bit awkward, if you like, in the whole bird world. But they're so vocal, you really know they're there. So, of course, I'm assuming here that 4 birds of magpie description, having a bit of a scrap in this tree, and then suddenly this squirrel is kind of running away from them, and they're chasing it. So I'm thinking, no, you know, with the reputation these magpies have, and of course there's 4 of them, I'm thinking, oh, poor little squirrel, he's come back, or she's come back to, you know, resurrect the dray, and these magpies are chasing it off, and they might even be The squirrels might have even had some young in the dray, and the magpies are coming to do magpie stuff. So of course I'm sort of thinking this is really not on, so I'm clapping my hands, trying to sort of shock them and sort of scare them and stuff, and they fly off and then they come straight back, and I'm thinking this is going to go on for a long, long time. So I kind of give up on that, but I just observe and watch. And of course, what I'm assuming all this time, and I'm saying to Sonia, look what's going on. Yeah, this is really not fair. Poor little squirrel. And what I'm doing is I'm assuming all the time, based on the reputation and the hearsay and the myth about magpies, that these four magpies are bullying the squirrel. Turns out to be the opposite. Now, of course, this is where reputation and your brand comes into play, because I'm thinking lovely, fluffy squirrel, single squirrel, four magpies with their brand and their reputation. Well, you know, it's only going one way, this thing, isn't it? But I had it completely the wrong way round. These magpies were actually defending a nest, because not long after we saw some baby magpies, and the squirrels had been driven off. And it turns out that the squirrels were actually hassling the baby magpies. Now, okay, that's just a short, small story, but what it tells me and it reminds me is this importance of reputation and brand. You need to be very, very mindful, very, very careful that you craft an authentic, honest, real perception of who you are for the world, and that you actually help the world to really understand kind of who you are. So those magpies, you know, completely misunderstood by me. Okay, it's a simple, single little example. But this happens all the time. We make judgments around reputation. We make assumptions. We get the wrong end of the stick. We get things wrong based on the reputation, brand position, and stories that people tell about a particular person or a brand or a company. And so we've got to be really, really careful and really mindful that we position ourselves in the world as people, brands or companies in an appropriate way. So honest, authentic and true to ourselves. I'm not saying everybody's perfect and we all need to be perfect, but just really honest with who we are and what we are, so that people can understand exactly what they're going to get if they have some kind of interactional relationship with us. And this happens in personal life as well as in commercial life. So my little thought for the day here, just a little reflection based around the story of the magpies and the squirrels, is to just be a little bit mindful about how you project yourself, and just think, what am I leaving behind in my interactions and transactions with others? What is the footprint that I'm leaving? Is it appropriate? Is it honest? Is it really me? So me as a person, or me as a brand or a company? Because everything that we leave behind is going to inform future decisions and future perceptions of who we are.